The What's the Crack podcast with Anthony Martin. Listen in live weekly on Brighton's Radio Reverb. See whatsthecrack.co.uk and radioreverb.com for showtimes.
If you're a fan of Irish music, Cayley's, Riverdance and all-round Irish shenanigans, then you are in luck. Because this Thursday, the 19th of January, a stage show called Creed's Cross the Celtic Journey hits the Howth Theatre in Crawley. It's the first show of the tour, and joining me on the phone right now is Creed's Cross frontman Bart Foley. Hello, Bart.
How are you doing, Ant?
Not too bad, not too bad. This sounds amazing. This show sounds amazing. Tell me, what exactly does it comprise of, the show itself?
Well, thanks very much for that. It's Creed's Cross, obviously, it's a band. And Creed's Cross the Celtic Journey, I had this idea because I like a lot of country music and I like a lot of bluegrass and Cajun, and I love the Irish traditional music, especially the fiddle and the banjo, which I think extremely exciting instruments. And I spent a lot of time in Nashville over the years, and I could see and the history and how much of the Celtic influence was coming across in things like Cajun music and bluegrass and country. And I started to look into it, and the history is phenomenal, really. It's, you know, the Irish immigrants going over, and I think, the historians over there will tell you that there probably wouldn't be such a thing as country or Cajun or bluegrass if it wasn't for the Irish and the Scots going over in the first place. Mm. So, you know, I just wanted to put something together that kind of, you know, almost celebrated the journey of the immigrants. But it's not all about that. It's all, you know, we do all the jigs and reels and the Rocky Road to Dublin and Galway Girls in there. Actually, all the favourites are in there.
Perfect. I suppose it's interesting you point that out, because I suppose one of the biggest albums in 2017, even though it's not out yet, well be Ed Sheeran's new album, which features two Celtic songs on it. So it's good timing, really, isn't it?
It is good timing. And to be honest, I heard about this last week. And so, I mean, the show I'm working on now, it's probably been the best part of that. The band's been going 4 years, but this show has probably been about 18 months in the making.
Yeah.
And it was really funny because I've got some great dancers with me. I've got Rachel Downey. She's my lead dancer, choreographer, and she's ex-Riverdance. You know, she spent 5 years at Riverdance. And Jan Docker, he's the lead male, and he's twice world champion, you know, for Irish step dancing. And I just heard that Ed was looking for some dancers. I went, well, geez, I hope he doesn't get any of mine. You know what I mean? But it's fantastic. I mean, you know, Ed's the same. I remember growing up in Ireland, and all the English cousins would come over, and Ed's kind of that ilk, you know. I think he's got Irish parents and came over, and he, you know, he obviously fell in love with the culture. But I think Galway Girls on the album, isn't it?
It's on the new one. That's one that's confirmed. I think there's a second one as well, but we're not quite sure what that one is.
Right. I think that might be. I can't remember now, to be honest, Ant, but I did hear something about it last week. But sure, it's only great for Irish music because Ed's such a huge star, you know.
Yeah.
And going around the world, I mean, he's selling millions of records everywhere. And if he's out there promoting Irish music, so that can only be a great thing for everybody, you know.
Yeah, it is. And listen, so you said the kind of the inspiration came from kind of working abroad. Who actually kind of sat down and wrote the show then and kind of planned it out?
Right, well, that'd be all me. I'm sort of a jack of all trades, master of none, as my mum used to call me. I'm a writer producer by trade. You know, I've written a lot of things for film and telly, and a few things. You know, I had a couple of things away with the All Saints, and as a session guitar player, I've worked with Cilla Black and Randy Bachman, and you know, people like that. So I've been around the block, and what I wanted to do was, you know, all these jigs and reels are lovely, but I just wanted to make them a little bit more exciting. So what I did was kind of take them into the recording studio and just kind of take them apart and keep that lovely melody going, but put some really exciting beats behind it and maybe electrify up a few things. So it's not sort of rocking the living daylights out of it, but it's just giving it a bit more of a contemporary feel. You know, for example, I think our show opener is... I think everyone's familiar with the film Titanic.
Mm, yeah.
There's a great scene in Titanic where Leonardo DiCaprio takes, I think it's Kate Winslet is the lead, I can't remember now, but he, you know, it's all posh and they're all in the dinner jackets and the frocks, and he says, do you want to go to a real party? And he takes her down to third class, you know, and it's like the lads, the Irish lads and lassies are down in third class, and there's beer flying, and the fiddle and the bowron and the banjo are kicking off, and it's like the Blarney Pilgrim and John Ryan's polka, two great, fantastically lively, sort of dancey, like a reel and a polka. And I kind of took those, and that's our intro. And we you know, we have the, obviously our drummer, Martin Stewart, is playing the main part, but then we've got extra drums on stage. And it's a big kind of tribal arrangement that I put to it, you know, and our dancers come out. And it's quite, you know, that gets a lot of comments, you know, stuff like that. So basically, yeah, it's taking all those lovely melodies and jigs and reels and just giving it that bit more of a contemporary feel. And, you know, I'm kind of quick to point out that, you know, it's not Riverdance. It's a show of song and dance and telling us, you know, a few stories and stuff. So, you know, all the old favourites are in there, like, you know, the Fields of Athenry and that. But, again, given a slightly different twist, you know what I mean, Andy?
Yeah, no, it's good to see it, because, like, seeing Irish dancing on stage, it is an absolute treat to see. It's fantastic. If anyone's not had a chance to see... I suppose any kind of stage show with Irish dancing, it's definitely worth going to see this the show on Thursday. Do you do any dancing that yourself, Bart, or are you kind of, you got two left feet?
No, two left feet, me. I'm best kind of standing in the same spot with a guitar around me neck. I think that keeps me out of trouble.
Okay,
you know, I think, you know, there's been the odd wedding where a few pints have gone down and I've got up and tried me John Travolta best, but no, I'm strictly two left feet, man.
So no dancing for Bart. And listen, the band itself, then, you've been going for a few years now. Did you form over here in Britain?
Yes, we did. We did. I moved over here sort of late 80s, early 90s, and you know, I've still got loads of family in Dublin and Cork. I mean, I was born in Cork and then sort of grew up in Dublin, you know. My mother was from Cavan, so there's been, you know, many sort of trips back and forth and stuff. And you know, Brian Kelly, a banjo player, he's a Mayo man, and he's basically, Brian's been around the world with Shane McGowan and the Pogues, and he's a phenomenal lad. He just makes me laugh all day long, but he's an incredible banjo player. And Maria Kroon, Maria's from a fiddle player. She's from Sweden, and Maria was probably the best find of everybody. She's such a talent. She really is. And, you know, she, for someone, you know, I've had traditionals, you know, because sometimes you have the traditionals sitting there thinking, you know, that they're playing the Irish tune, but they haven't got the Irish discipline on it, you know. But she studied the Irish discipline, and she has this nailed. She really has it done, you know. So I'm very lucky. I've got a great band, and I've got, you know, great dancers. The number of dancers, it varies sometimes. You know, we've been in the smaller theatres. Our minimum now is four, but we're going to the Wofford Coliseum, which is a big show, and that's selling very well. So we'll probably maybe up the ante there, maybe to six. We're two out to China in March, and I'm bringing eight dancers out to China with me. You know, that kind of thing.
Fantastic.
So it's a bit like a Lego set. We adapt as we go, you know.
And kind of the music in this show then on Thursday, it's going to be a mix of your own songs as well as some well-known songs. Is that right?
Yes. To be honest, there's three of our own songs throughout the whole evening, and they're sort of they're very popular tunes for us, you know. We have The Harvest in the first set, which is all, it's just a big stonking sort of a jig as well. But that's kind of all about growing up in Ireland, and it doesn't matter who you were or how much money you had. If you went to Ireland on the holidays and the hay was being made, everybody, it was all hands on deck, you know.
Yeah.
So it's that kind of a song. And then we've got a song called Fetch the Water, which is all about the Prohibition in America, and about this very famous lady called Mary Ann Moriarty. And she was the Moonshine Queen of Montana. And there's lots about the history of Putin and moonshine. That's a great story attached to that one, which we tell in the show. And but the majority of the songs are well-known tunes that people would know and love, and we've just kind of given our new sort of the Creed Cross twist to them, you know.
Yeah, and if people want to hear your own kind of music, you released an album back in 2014.
Yes, the album came out in March 2014. That was Gods and Fighting Men, and since then there's been three further singles, which is Devil's Deadly Hand and Creed Cross, The Third Light. And Third Light, we released last Christmas, which was for, we donated the proceeds to War Child, the charity War Child. And Third Light's a very, very emotional song, and it's all about the horrors of war and stuff. And that was very well received. And we got two new albums coming this year. We've got an album of some of the covers that we do from the show, which people are asking for us all the time. And then we've got a new original album coming out in the autumn next year. And we've got another sort of nationwide tour coincided to launch that one as well.
Perfect. It's going to be a very, very busy year.
A very, very busy year. Yeah, there's talk of all sorts. There's talk of Australia and New Zealand and all sorts of things going on. But sure, you never know. I take one day at a time, man. That's
yeah,
the way I do it.
That sounds good. So listen, the tour starts this Thursday, the 19th of January at the Hoth Theatre in Crawley. And where else are you going on the tour, the initial tour this year?
Well, God, we're going everywhere. There's 30 dates now between sort of next Thursday and June. And we're the following week we're in Hornchurch. We pretty much sold that one out, which I'm delighted about. And then we're in the Watford Coliseum. We're going all over the country, basically. We're going up north. We're going to Scotland. So basically, if anyone wants to check out where the dates are, just our website is www.creedscross.com. Or, you know, that's our Facebook page as well, Creed's Cross on Facebook and Twitter as well. So all the dates will always be there if people want to check us out, you know.
Perfect. Listen, Bart, thanks a million for chatting to us. Best luck with the tour. And if you do any dancing, make sure someone films it and puts it online for us.
Oh, we will indeed. I think we're actually looking at the possibility of a live DVD this year as well. So, but I'm sure there'll be all sorts, especially now in the days of the smartphone. Whether you like it or not, there's stuff that goes up online, you know. But and thanks a million for having us on. And you know, we look forward to seeing you down the line sometime.
Perfect, Barry. Thank you.
What's the Crack with Anthony Martin on Radio Reverb 97.2 FM.